The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trump, and I'm your host, Katie Trump. Well, before we get into the weekend's worth of sports, I did just drop a new lyric video last night for my single called Highest Standards. You can check that out on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/KatieTropp, or you can go to my website, katietropp.net, and it's right up there on the music videos page, or should be on the front page, but check it out when you get a chance. You can also find all my other music videos up there as well if you have yet to check those out. Pretty interesting stuff. I might add. But anyways, before, on Friday's show, I was discussing all the upcoming UFC fights that are going to be coming up in the next couple of months here. And then right after I was done recording that show, they announced yet another one. Does not have a date yet. My guess is probably not going to happen until the fall. And that would be Conor McGregor is going to be making his return back to UFC against Michael Chandler. So should be a pretty good fight. Who knows what McGregor is going to be like. He busted his ankle, the last fight. What was that, like a year and a half ago now, about? So it's been a minute since he's fought. The reason why there's no date yet is because both he and Michael Chandler are going to be, they're going to be coaches on the Ultimate Fighter show for UFC. So I think that ends in like August or something like that. So chances are this fight's not going to be scheduled until fall-ish. I would say, I bet you it's going to be like a Labor Day weekend type of thing there, just because that sounds like would be a huge draw. But they have not announced where it's going to be at either. More than likely, I would say Vegas, but with the way the UFC schedule has gone, they are all over the place, so it could really be anywhere. But I would imagine Conor McGregor making his return is going to be a big deal for UFC. And I'm thinking Labor Day weekend in Vegas. That's what it's going to be. But we'll see what happens. There's plenty of time in between now and then. But that is when Conor McGregor will be making his return back to the UFC. All right, so let's get into the top 10 NBA power rankings for this week. We do have a little bit of some shakeups here. Actually, I will say one team actually who has been riding high all season long has fallen completely out of the top 10 this week, which is crazy, but they have not been good at all, and I'll get to them once I'm done with the list. But number one, we do have a new number one this week, and that would be the Milwaukee Bucks. Overall record of 36-17. They are on a 7-game winning streak right now, and they are that's the longest winning streak in the league currently at this point in time. They're 9-1 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Charlotte Hornets, the Los Angeles Clippers, and the Miami Heat. And it's just really all about Giannis. The guy is just having an insane season. He seems to just be getting better as the season rolls on. You know, he had that 50-point game earlier in the week against the Clippers. And, he just is really trucking on. He's getting insane rebounds as well. And looking like he's having a huge MVP type season, and the Bucks are looking like they are on track to win another championship as well. Then at number two on my top 10 NBA power rankings are the Philadelphia 76ers. Overall record of 34-18. They are 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the Orlando Magic and the New York Knicks, but they did also beat the Orlando Magic and the San Antonio Spurs. They are actually, right now, they are third in the league right now in three-point percentage. They're actually knocking down 39% of their three-pointers right now, which is just crazy. Because you don't really think, I guess they do have James Harden. So, yeah, he's known for the three-pointers. But even Embiid, he's knocking them down. And speaking of Embiid, he's actually tied for the league lead right now in points per game. He's averaging 33.4 points per game. Which is tied with Luka Doncic, of course. Those two guys, they're right up there with Giannis having another phenomenal season. But I would actually trust the Bucks and Giannis more than I would those other two when it comes playoff time. But we'll see when we get there. We're just now rounding out the first half of the season here. Pretty soon the All-Star breaks around the corner in 2 weeks. So this is getting down to the nitty-gritty right now for the NBA. Then at number three on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the Denver Nuggets, overall record of 37-17. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the New Orleans Pelicans, the Golden State Warriors, and the Atlanta Hawks, and then just lost last night to the Minnesota Timberwolves. And Nikola Jokic, he just got his 18th triple-double of the season against Atlanta. But he also, you know, he had got 17 earlier in the week. And he's just been everything for this Nuggets team. Even though they've been able to overcome the couple of games he's missed this season due to injury, man, Jokic is just having a phenomenal season and doing it all, and has 18 triple doubles on the season. It's just insane what the guy's been doing this season. Then at number four, I have the Boston Celtics. They are 37-16, 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Brooklyn Nets. And they stomped the Brooklyn Nets. They didn't just beat the Brooklyn Nets. They stomped the Brooklyn Nets. But then they got stomped by the Phoenix Suns, which was really weird. Especially because this Phoenix Suns team, they've been missing Booker. They've just been reeling. But the last, I want to say, 2 weeks, the Suns seem to be getting it back in order. But against the Celtics, they looked really good. So the Celtics are kind of doing their thing where they'll get a big win, but then they got a big loss this week. So, but they're still doing their thing, still playing great basketball, and Jason Tatum still having a fucking fantastic season. Then at number five on my top 10 NBA power rankings at the Los Angeles Clippers, overall record of 30-26. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Chicago Bulls and the New York Knicks and lost to the Milwaukee Bucks. The Clippers are finally looking pretty decent so far this season. At least they have been the last like month. And that's mainly just because Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are finally starting to play some games. They still are missing games here and there. They seem to be, you know, playing like two games and missing one and then playing another couple games. But they've been pretty consistent so far. Even though they're still battling through their injuries, we'll see if that continues to be a theme for them. But right now, the Clippers are actually playing pretty well. The Western Conference still continues to be pretty shitty compared to the Eastern Conference, as I've been bringing up the last couple of weeks, that the Western Conference just is pretty much trash. I mean, you know, even the Golden State Warriors not looking good. And speaking of the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry, he suffered an injury this past weekend. Don't know how long he's going to be out, so that's a big deal right there. But a lot of these Western Conference teams are not. They're not peaking right now. None of them. I'd say really the Nuggets. Just because right now a lot of these teams they're just on really bad losing streaks, and the Western Conference just is looking bad. So the Clippers are taking advantage of the bad play from the Warriors and the shitty ass Lakers. And I mean, all we got to talk about with the Lakers is LeBron chasing Kareem's all-time scoring leader. And to me, yeah, it's a great accomplishment, but the Lakers still fucking suck. They're one of the bottom three teams in the league. That's pathetic. But the Clippers are taking advantage of all these teams stumbling out west, and they are slowly starting to make a climb. I can't take them seriously, though, until they prove they could be taken seriously. So while they're at five right now, I still question whether they're going to be able to make it through the playoffs. Or even to the playoffs, because this Western Conference is all out of sorts. Then at number six on my top 10 NBA power rankings have the Cleveland Cavaliers, overall record of 33-22. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the Miami Heat, but they got wins against the Memphis Grizzlies and the Indiana Pacers. And it's just the big three with this team, Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, and Jarrett Allen. They have all three just continued their reign of terror. The Cavs didn't really make any big moves so far during the trade deadline. I think today or tomorrow. Oh, wait, actually, I think it's Thursday when the trade deadline is. So they still have time to make some type of move, because I feel like they're kind of like a player away. They could definitely use some help on the defensive side of things, but offensively, these three guys are taking care of business. And, while the Cavs are they're up and down for the most part this season. They've been very consistent, and they've probably been the one team that's maintained themselves in my top 10 for the I'd say they've been in the top 10 every week this season. I'd have to take a look at that, but for the most part, they've been there, and they're actually playing pretty well against some pretty good teams. Then at number 7 on my top 10 NBA power rankings, a team that has disappeared for quite some time. You know, they've been the best team out west the last couple of years, or one of the best teams out west the last couple of years, but this year they started off the season hot, and they have just careened into the ground, but they are back and looking pretty solid right now. And that'd be the Phoenix Suns, overall record of 29-26. They are 8-2 in their last 10 games, and they've really needed it. This past week, they beat the Toronto Raptors, the Boston Celtics, and the Detroit Pistons, and then lost to the Atlanta Hawks. They do get Devin Booker back tomorrow, which is going to be a huge boost for them, because they, like I said, they are now finally back on a little bit of a winning streak here. Because the last month, really ever since Devin Booker suffered his injury, they've pretty much been just an awful team. Chris Paul has barely been able to keep them above water. DeAndre Ayton has had his moments, but he really hasn't been consistent. But this last week, DeAndre Ayton has really been the difference. But Devin Booker coming back should be a huge boost for them. And like I said, the Western Conference is struggling. So the Suns, even though they're one of the teams that are actually shockingly not really a playoff contender at this current point in time, with Devin Booker coming back, they should get back in line and take advantage of what all the other teams in the Western Conference are doing, and that's not a lot of winning. Then at number 8 on my top 10 NBA power rankings are the Minnesota Timberwolves, overall record of 29-27. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat they lost to the Sacramento Kings and lost to the Orlando Magic. But they beat the Golden State Warriors and the Denver Nuggets, and it was a domination of the Denver Nuggets too, who to me are the best team in the Western Conference, at least so far they are. And it's really shocking with the Timberwolves is that it's all about Anthony Edwards. You know, he really came on strong last year, but we weren't really sure if that was going to continue on into this year. And he's really leading this team. You know, usually the Timberwolves, they've been built around Karl Anthony Towns. He's been the leader. He's been the guy who is the engine that runs this team. And this year, nope, it's Anthony Edwards. Even with them trading for Gobert, even though Gobert, he's having a great season and playing a big role in why this team is playing so well right now. But it's Anthony Edwards. The guy is... He's just been very consistent all season long, and he has been the engine that's running this team, which is just completely shocking, but good for him because it's a great season for him. Then at number 9 on my top 10 NBA power rankings, I have the Miami Heat, overall record of 29-25. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Cleveland Cavaliers and lost to the New York Knicks and the Milwaukee Bucks. Really, with the Heat right now, they're actually looking to try and make a trade this week, and with what happened with Kyrie Irving, there's a good possibility that Kevin Durant may be on the trade market. Now, he hasn't said he wants a trade, but the Heat are going in, and they're trying to make a trade for KD, and I'm not going to lie, if the Heat are able to get KD, that is a big fucking deal. He would make a huge difference on this team. Him and Jimmy Butler together, that'd be a crazy match. But it hasn't happened, so who knows, because the trade deadline's coming up in a couple of days here, and I don't know. It looks like they're trying to get rid of Lowry and get somebody else, but the big name out there is that they're looking to get Kevin Durant, so we'll see if that happens. Right now, you know, the Heat, they've been a very streaky team this season, so they could definitely use that type of offensive boost. And that would really change the trajectory of that team and the Eastern Conference. But, you know, Kevin has not announced any type of trade demand, so we'll see if that's even really a possibility. Then rounding out the top 10 NBA power rankings this week is the Sacramento Kings, overall record of 29-23. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Minnesota Timberwolves and the San Antonio Spurs and lost to the Indiana Pacers and the New Orleans Pelicans. And the Kings have been one of the hottest teams in the West, but they've really cooled it off here, obviously, in these last 10 games. But Sabonis, he's actually having a fantastic season. He leads the league in double-doubles, which is just who expected that, especially from the Kings. But who knows if they're going to be able to keep up what they've done this first half of the season. But so far, they're looking pretty damn good. And as I've said, the Western Conference has been a struggle for the most part for a lot of teams, other than the Nuggets for the most part. But we'll see if the Kings are able to keep this going throughout the second half and maybe make some type of a playoff run. And then we actually had a couple of fights this week in the NBA, some crazy fights. Not just some like little bitch slaps here and there, some actual like punches thrown. Just the other night we had in the Orlando Magic versus the Minnesota Timberwolves game, Mo Bamba of the Orlando Magic and then Austin Rivers of the Minnesota Timberwolves, they kind of started jawing at each other, and then they just actually started throwing fists at each other. And then so both of them, they're going to be suspended. And then a few days before that, I'd say was an even crazier thing, even though this does happen quite frequently in the NBA. It just isn't as overt as this one. But Dylan Brooks of the Memphis Grizzlies straight up slugged Cleveland Cavaliers Donovan Mitchell right in the nuts. I mean, like, it was a full-on fist, like, boom, right in the nuts. And then Donovan Mitchell was like, fuck your couch, homie. And they just started throwing fisticuffs at each other. Dylan Brooks has been suspended. Mitchell just got fined, which, honestly, you can't blame him. But as I said, the whole punching of the nuts thing, that is actually something that does happen quite frequently in the NBA. If you remember a few years ago when it was in the NBA Finals and it was the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Golden State Warriors, and Draymond Green got suspended because he kicked LeBron in the junk, and so that ended up costing them the finals. But it's nothing new. Usually players are a little bit more subtle when they do it. It's kind of one of those things where, like, really fast, they'll just kind of go, like, boom, right there really fast. It's very dirty, but it is what they do in the NBA. But this one was not subtle at all. It was like, boom. And you can't blame Donovan Mitchell for the reaction that he had to that. So it was kind of crazy to see that we had those big fights this week. But the big news, obviously, in the NBA, of course, is Kyrie Irving has been traded to the Dallas Mavericks. So congratulations to the Dallas Mavericks. You are the next team that Kyrie Irving will drag through the mud, because no matter where Kyrie Irving goes, he does not create a positive vibe. He is one of the most selfish players of all time, as I've stated many times on my show before. I question whether or not this dude even wants to play basketball. This season has had its drama, of course. Last season had its drama. The season before that, like, this dude is just straight fucking drama, and it's just annoying to me. I didn't even talk about it on Friday's show because I actually saw the news break right before I started recording the show that Kyrie was demanding a trade from the Nets, and I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, who the fuck cares? And I just decided, I'm like, I'm not even going to talk about this unless he actually gets traded, just because I'm really sick of Kyrie Irving. I don't think he is a good player. I'll give him that. But overall, I don't think he's worth the headache. I am fucking happy that the Lakers did not get the trade, because it was looking like like the Lakers were one of the top teams that he was going to. Luckily, that did not happen, because I did not want him on the team. I will take Russell Westbrook and his fucking airballs any day over Kyrie Irving and the drama that little bitch brings to every fucking thing. All that dude does is rip apart teams. The only time he wasn't a cancer to his team was the one year that the Cavaliers won the championship, and he made the big three-point shot to basically win the series. But other than that, Kyrie Irving has just been one of the most selfish players of all time. And I don't think anything about him is worth the headache. I think it sucks, because as I've been saying with Luka Doncic, I've wanted the Mavericks to make a move for a good player, because I want to see Luka win a championship, because he's a good-ass player. and it would be nice to see him be competitive for his career. And I could tell that the Mavericks were, they were like a good, decent player away. And they go and trade for Kyrie, and I'm not saying he, you know, he's going to make a difference on the court. He's going to score you some points, but he's also going to just be a dramified crybaby loser. And chances are you aren't going to win a championship with that big fucking dramified bitch. So have fun, Dallas. You are the next team that gets drama queen Kyrie. Woo. Anyways, moving on to the AP top 10 in college basketball this week. We did have some movement here. Number one is still the same, though. Purdue is still number one. Their record is 22-2 on the season. Houston moved up back to number two. They are at 22-2 on the season. Then Alabama moved up this week to number three. They are 20-3 on the season. Then Arizona is number four. They are 21-3 on the season. And shooting up the rankings this week would be my Texas Longhorns, hook 'em horns, motherfuckers. They beat Kansas State, so that shoots them all the way up to five. They were number 10 last week. Kansas State, I believe, was number seven, ranked number seven, got a big win against Kansas State, and they got a big game against Kansas tonight, who is also ranked. They are ranked number nine. So we'll see if Texas is able to keep it going, because they're looking pretty damn solid for college basketball this year. They are 19-4 on the season. Then falling a bit is to number six is Tennessee. They're 19-4. Moving up is at to number seven, UCLA. They are 19-4. At number eight, Virginia, they're 17-4. Then, as I said, Kansas is number nine at 18-5. They play Texas tonight. And then shooting up four spots this week, rounding out the AP top 10 is Marquette. They are 19-5. They actually play UConn this week, so there's a good chance that if they get that win, they could shoot up even more, because UConn's a ranked team, one of the best teams in the college basketball this year. So that would be a huge win for Marquette, and I would expect them to move up a little bit if they end up getting that win tonight or at some point this week. I think it's tonight, but it could be later this week. So yeah, that's all the basketball we have this week. Kind of sucks with no football on, because leaves me with a lot less to discuss. But since there are some new listeners who have started listening to the show, I am going to start doing random bonus episodes and just compiling, because you know I do the top 10 or top 5 lists usually on a not every week, but on a regular basis. I do a lot of them. And so some people haven't heard the ones that I did from last year. So what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to compile some of them into bonus episodes. And so on Wednesday, we are going to have the first bonus episode. It's going to be the top 10 NFL, MLB, and NBA players of the past. So I did a top 10 of the NFL players of the past that I wish I could have seen. Then I also did the top 10 MLB players of the past that I wish I could have seen, and then the top 10 NBA players of the past I wish I could have seen. So I combined all those, created one episode, and so going to be dropping random bonus episodes probably once a month until football season starts again, because, you know, that's just how it goes. But, you know, I know some people are just now catching on to the show. And so you may have missed some of my past lists from last year. So I thought that would be a good idea to just start combining some of the lists just for random bonus episodes here and there. So the first bonus episode is going to be this Wednesday. So you can catch that. And then the next regular show is going to be on Friday, of course, when we will be getting all up in that Super Bowl 57 ass. So it's just going to be football, and more football on Friday show. So I will talk to you fools then.